Angels and Marlins. What kind of a day would Giancarlo Stanton have? Well, let's find out. Here he is in the bottom of the first. Base is empty.
Stanton goes down and gets it. And drills it. Deep. Gone. 1-0 Miami.
That got vertical in a hurry.
It sure did. Goodness.
Bases loaded, two outs, a ball and a strike to Trout. Urania's pitch is rolled slowly toward shortstop. Fielded by Riddle's got to hurry to first base, and Trout, who runs well, is out by a step to end the inning. A big fist pump as Jose Urania escapes a big bind in the third. He gets two very hot hitters, Simmons and Trout, after the Angels had loaded the bases with only one out.
2-2 to Ichiro. Ichiro right field, the liner, and it falls for a hit. This ball game is tied. Riddle, right field, that's deep, that is gone! Two-run shot for the kid, and Miami is up just like that.
How about it, JT Riddle? In the span of two pitches, a huge pitch hit from Ichiro, and a great swing on a first pitch fastball, pulls those hands through. Big two-run home run for the young man, and a Marlins lead.
Here's the 0-2, and the ball hit the other way down the left field line. That is a fair ball, and it goes into the corner for Riddle. Coming to third base is Colon. He's been waved. The relay will be held. Colon scores standing up. JT Riddle with his third RBI of the afternoon gives the Marlins a 6-2 lead.
9-2 Marlins is your final score. It's the Marlins' first series victory since April 23rd. Mike Trout would leave the game in the sixth after spraining his left thumb, stealing a base in the fifth. X-rays came back negative. Don Mattingly and the Marlins able to pull it off against the Angels on Sunday as they win 9-2. Here's what Mattingly had to say.
You know, Hosey's getting, I think Trout, the bases loaded there early, second time up, is a big at-bat in the game. Obviously, Riddle's homer, I thought, was, you know, obviously big at the time. You know, each gets us tied up, and then quickly, all of a sudden, we're up two. And from there, we're able to add on later. But I thought the guys did a nice job out of the pen. Phelps, he's good again today. Witt was good. Zig gives us a clean inning. It was, you know, we were a little bit beat up out there today, but it was good to see everybody come through with that.
Was that – getting through that third and fourth inning with only two runs, do you feel like you dodged a huge bullet there by getting out of that with only two?
Well, obviously getting out of that, you know, you when you get to Trout there with the bases loaded, it's not exactly where you want to be. And you just look at it, you know that's – even though it's early in the game, it's a big part of the game or has a chance to be a game changer right there one way or the other. And to be able to get that out, I thought was just, you know, obviously big to keep us right there.
Even in, I think it was the fourth when he had the 42 pitch inning against Simmons, how close was he to, you know, he almost making a move there as that inning was dragging?
No, he's pretty much there. He was at the end of his rope there. And, yeah, it looked like in the first few, he was just, you know, rolling pretty good. And then, you know, they start getting to him a little bit. Yeah, that inning there got long, and then we get out of the next one with the double play ball in the fifth, right? So, yeah, to be able to keep it right there, it could have been worse, like you said. And so it was good. Hosey battled there. Seems like he lost a little steam there in that, obviously, that fourth.
Donnie, your first series win in a month. Is it seems like a month longer than that? Or?
Yeah, it seems like a long time. And really, we haven't had many chances to win one. You know, we had one chance in Oakland the other day, I thought, to win a series. We could have split in L.A., which would have been nice after losing the first two. That would have been big, but obviously it didn't happen. But it's been a long time, and it's good to get one, right? And hopefully it's the start of something, and hopefully it can come out tomorrow. Volke give us a good game and give us a chance to win.
With Urania, any sense of why – what triggered his losing of the strike zone there after solid three?
Not really. He had a little bit of that in Oakland the other day too, where he hit an inning there where all of a sudden he kind of lost the zone. So, you know, no real answers for that. I don't think he's tired. He's not a guy that gets tired, but see more breaking balls in that inning. I just want to make sure when Juan went out, I make sure he was okay because he was throwing a lot more changeups and breaking balls that inning. You know, I don't know if he was just trying to, you know, just pitch getting back through again the order. But, yeah, I don't know.
Is that a condensed version of the two sides of Jose there with one side that's, you know, tantalizing, could be so good, the other that just can't really seem to put it together?
A little bit. I think that's what you see. I mean, we've seen games where you feel confident when he pitches because you know he's going to be aggressive and his stuff's going to be good so he can get away with making some mistakes. But you have also seen the deep pitch counts. You know, you're seeing 100 pitches, five innings, things like that. He was rolling pretty good today until the long inning.
Well, the decision with Rondon D was off, but to go with D at the top, Riddle at the top of the order and just kind of take us through.
Well, it just seemed, again, Shoemaker's a little bit of a, you know, split. You know, he's pitching up and down, but, you know, I think Riddle hits the ball good down, so felt like he was a good matchup there today. And then it keeps, you know, as we get deeper into the lineup, you know, we could have went deep, and then you're not in the back, you don't feel as good. So it just seemed better balanced with Christian in there. And, you know, so it just seemed to fit today.
Stanton's been rolling pretty good in this two-hole. Was he just do what he was going to do this regardless, or is there something you really like about him in that spot?
I don't know. It's just been a little different. Maybe it's a little different feel sometimes when you're up there, but he has been swinging the bat good. And we've been actually scoring pretty good from there. I kind of like what it does to our middle guys. Obviously, JB's been hot, and Yelly's starting to heat up. So, you know, it's been a good spot for him.
And Ichiro getting a big hit, you know, had a big time for you as well.
Yeah, that was nice too. Again, I think just the timing of it and us, you know, being down a run there gets us back to even. Obviously, each is a guy you like up there because, you know, you feel like – you always feel confident with each up there no matter what numbers tell you. But and he got some at-bats in Oakland. I think that helps him too, where he's able to play a couple days in a row. And that always helps a guy's timing, I think, as far as being up there, not just one a day. You know, you get four, and it's a lot easier to start to find your swing a little bit.
In the eighth, what did you think about Ozuna swinging
3-0? You know, we talked about it afterwards, and I think he was kind of like, you know. And really that's – he asked me, and obviously I didn't – you know, up there, we were up five right there. You know, it's one of those, I guess, it's either way. But we're a club that needed to win. And
Trout, what did you see on that play? I mean, it looked like on the
– I don't know. I don't know what happened. It looked like he got a finger somewhere in there on the slide. I didn't know if he got stepped on or – just got the base wrong with the finger and whatever. So I don't know. I couldn't really. Obviously, we don't know what happened, but
sprained thumb.
You might have caught it on the edge of the bag or something because he head slide. I'm pretty sure. So I don't know if he caught it on the foot or, you know, I couldn't tell at the point. It looked like he almost got spiked. You know, in there because he came up right away with the hand, but. And then kind of turned into something looked like more like a dislocation or something, but I don't know what happened.
JT Riddle goes 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBIs on Sunday as he helps lead the Marlins to a 9-2 victory over the Angels. Here's Riddle on his performance.
It doesn't really change that much, you know, leadoff spot, 8-hole. I mean, it is a little different, but start the game out. But once you get that first at-bat out of the way, there's not much difference. You know, that first at-bat, kind of want to see some balls, want to see some pitches, relay it to the guys, and then kind of go from there.
Do you feel with Stanton behind you, you're getting better pitches to hit maybe?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I think, you know, him being behind me kind of helped, you know, maybe see more balls in the zone today than normal. But, you know, I don't really know if that's the case. I don't really know what the pitcher's thinking at the time. So,
What is the whole experience of being a starting major league shortstop been like for you recently?
It's been awesome. It's a great experience. It's, you know, it's something I've always, you know, had in mind was to become a starting shortstop in the big leagues. And you know, I've had a couple injuries have gave me a chance to come in and, you know, be able to prove myself. I don't hope injuries on anybody. And just come in and just prove myself and let everybody know that, you know, I can play up here at this level.
JT, what happened on that play, that sort of soft pop-up? It looked like you guys could have doubled the guy off first on that. It was earlier in the game.
Yeah, the one that Simmons hit, I think it was.
Yeah,
but bases loaded.
The guy's second, but
yeah, the pitcher was at second. It was just one of those plays that kind of instinct. I know JB was back, I think, on that one. I don't know if he was by the bag, but my first instinct was to try to get the pitcher was on second, actually. So, you know, knowing a pitcher, you don't know if they're going to bounce off in a situation like that. Right. He was kind of off, and so my first instinct was kind of tag him. And then I looked up, and, you know, maybe it was kind of off the bag a little bit, but I didn't know. You know, I'm not going to force anything there. So,
yeah. Ichrogas, that hit ties it. I think it was first pitch you hit. What are you looking right after that to jump on you guys, you know, grab the lead?
I just want to see a ball up, that at bat. On that bat before that, I was swinging at stuff down, a splitter. I knew he loved a splitter. He got ahead with his heater, first two at bats. And I just want to see the ball up. I saw the ball up and put the barrel on the ball and put a good swing on it.
And then even the double, going the other way, you know, big moment in the game and just using the whole field.
Yeah, just battling up there. He had threw me all change-ups, and then 0-2, just want to battle, see the ball up, and put a good swing on it again. And he left a fastball up, kind of out, probably off the plate, stuck the bat out and nestled it in the corner down there.
You came up with a reputation of being obviously a solid defender, but maybe the hitting was an area where there could have been some improvement, but it looks like you're more than holding your own up here. I mean, how do you kind of explain how you've been doing that offensively? I mean, you've been hitting, what, the eighth hole a lot?
It's definitely, you know, it's tough hitting up here. That's for sure. There's still a lot of season left. You're going to go through ups and downs, but the big thing for me was just being consistent. That was my biggest goal coming through minor league ball, was being able to be consistent over a 5-6 month period. And that's my main focus. And, you know, I got to come out tomorrow and, you know, stay with that approach and still play, you know, one pitch at a time. The game is very humbling. You can be in a slump in no time, so.
But are you pleased with how you've done offensively in general?
I am. A lot more comfortable up here. Of course, the more at-bats I get in, like I said, playing every day kind of helps. You're in there every day. You're getting your 4 or 5 ABs. So that's huge, just kind of getting in a rhythm, doing that, seeing pitches. And, you know, like I said, just stay with the same approach and keep doing what I'm doing.
What do you see on the trap thing with the stolen base and he like jammed his thumb, they call it a sprain? How did you see that?
I'm not really sure. I was kind of going back to my right to get the ball, so I didn't really see what happened there. I guess he jammed his thumb up when he slid in. I'm not really sure.
Angels are back in Anaheim to kick off a 3-game series against the Braves on Monday. Same day, the Marlins will kick off a 3-game series against the Phillies in Miami.